News Radio KMAN and live in the program. I'm Dave Lewis in for Brandon Peoples, who's on assignment. And today we have Manhattan Regional Airport Director Jesse Romo joining us. I have to make sure I don't say Tony. How often do you get that?
Not often.
Really?
Oh, no. Okay. It happens all the time.
Do you now?
Yeah.
You're not related.
Well, no, we're not. And he really needs to stop telling people we are. It's getting quite embarrassing.
You know, I would think that he would be a little bit more charitable.
How about them Cowboys, though? They did really well yesterday.
Yeah, they actually did look pretty good. I'm not a Cowboy fan. Are you?
I am.
You are?
Yeah.
Is it because of?
Well, they had a training camp in Oxnard out in L.A.
And oh, so gotcha.
They have a huge fan base there.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Yeah, I'm pretty much Chiefs through and through. So we'll just accept that and move on. Hi, how are you?
I'm good. How are you doing, Dave?
Man, you've had pleasure to be here.
We always have something going on in the Manhattan Regional Airport.
It seems like it's been busier than usual, but maybe not necessarily for enplanements and numbers, but a lot of other activities. They get a lot of attention. Got this 10th anniversary thing that you did here with some cake.
Yes.
A couple of weeks ago.
Anything to justify having cake. I mean, why not?
You and I can connect on that. Did you have ice cream, too?
We did not have ice cream.
Okay, slacker.
Yeah, we had fruit punch.
Oh, nice.
I thought we saved you a slice.
No.
But yeah, it was a great event. It was a great opportunity for us to give thanks to the airline for being around. And it's 10 years of service with American. Yeah, it's hard to believe that it was just 10 years ago that American kicked off service to Dallas. And prior to that, we had about 10,000 people flying per year out of the airport. Last year, we had over 70.
Isn't that crazy? I mean,
so in a relatively short amount of time, the airport has grown leaps and bounds. And so it's amazing to be a part of it.
Yeah. How are you on track for this year?
We're actually, glad you asked me that. I have numbers here in front of me. We're up 7% this year over last year. And we just got numbers for August, and we were up, 12% over last year.
So you'd probably be in the 75,000 to 80,000 employment.
We're going to get close to that 75,000 mark. So, yeah, absolutely. About 71 to 73, you can start counting employments with chartered aircraft, too. So by the end of it, yeah, we're going to look really good. Another record year.
Exciting time.
It'll be our third consecutive record-setting year, as long as everything holds for the rest of this calendar year.
So I flew in and out of MHK back last month.
We appreciate you flying, Dave.
You're welcome. And I was flying into Yuma, which American offers flights to and from Dallas from there, similar to what we have here, although the flight to Yuma is a little bit longer, and it's a whole lot hotter upon arrival.
I remember that.
But the airport at Yuma, and that's a little bit larger city, but not necessarily a larger market size. But it was, they brought the big steps out for us. Didn't have one of those things, whatever you call them, Skybridge.
Yeah, we have two fancy jet bridges.
Jet bridges, that's what you call them now?
Yeah.
Okay. See, I'm not big on airport lingo. But, they had a nice little coffee place in there, had some breakfast in the morning with an early departure. And I understand, you've got something in the works with food, too, at MHK.
We do. Bandit Coffee and Cafe is going to be opening up later this month. I think they're shooting for sometime around mid-September. Mm-hmm. But that is a brand new opportunity for us to have more retail services for our customers. And so when we put out an RFP earlier this year, we had a couple of responses. And this one with coffee, they're going to be 7 days a week out there first thing in the morning. So our early morning flights, they're also going to be situated inside the secure room. So after you pass through security, you'll be able to get yourself a cup of coffee there. And with that, they'll also be able to have service outside of the secure environment. So if you're in the meet and greet room or the ticket lobby area, there's going to be remote capabilities of you to put in an order, and they'll be able to bring out the coffee to you.
Oh, no, that's cool.
It is. It's going to be great.
Uh-huh.
And Bandit Coffee, it's run by this couple. Then the gal who's part of the ownership there is originally from Hanover. Mm-hmm. Hanover.
Hanover is to the north of here.
Just to the north of, yeah. Sorry, I tripped up there. But she's pretty local to the area, so it's great to have her come back closer to home. And they've got some great coffee that they do. So
all right.
Excited about that.
Do they have anything other than coffee or other drinks?
They are partnering with some local establishments and trying to get some food options for folks, too. So I believe that they're going to be making those announcements pretty soon.
pastries and
yep.
all that kind of good stuff.
Right.
Like to get the day started right.
That's right.
Now, what are your schedules there in those early morning hours? You do what, 3 to Dallas and then a couple to Chicago each day, but you've got some early ones.
Yeah, I'd have to look up the schedule, Dave. Okay. If you go to flyinghk.com, you can see the flight schedule and book your travel today.
I have a computer handy here, so we'll just do that.
We do have 3 flights a day to Dallas and 3 to Chicago right now. So it's amazing how much capacity we've increased. You know, last year, July was the first time they brought in a third daily flight to Chicago. They brought it back for the holiday. And then starting May of this year, it came back and it's been here.
Is it going to stay?
You know, there's never any guarantees in life. Right. So as long as we continue to use that service, we have great justification for keeping it here.
I know a lot of people are always asking, what's the next link? What's the next city? Is there one in the works?
We are always talking to airlines, keeping those conversations alive, informing them about our community, our market. And really, it's up to the airline to decide when they want to enter or if the current airline wants to expand the service. So far in the last couple of years, that's what American's been doing. They've been reacting to the growth that we've had and added that third daily flight to Chicago. I mean, a couple of years ago, they added a large aircraft to Dallas. So over the last 2 to 3 years, we've seen significant increases in our capacity. So we've got a lot more open seats, and people are flying them. So it's great.
I was on that larger aircraft. I can't remember what it is.
The CRJ 700.
700. Yeah, that's what I was on.
Yeah.
And that's a nice improvement.
Yeah, it is. Great upgrade. I mean, you sit 2x2, you have additional leg room, additional baggage capacity, overhead capacity, as well as the luggage and cargo that they carry in the aircraft. Mm-hmm. So it works out well not only for the normal traveling public, but also for our military personnel.
It takes a little longer to get off the plane if you're in the very back like me.
Must be in the front row.
No, not at all. Jesse Romo is the director of the Manhattan Regional Airport. He's joining us here on In Focus this morning on News Radio KMAN. And we are entertaining phone calls. It is a live segment. We had a previous recording for the first 2 segments here in the program due to the guest that we had scheduled had a death in the family. And so we had kind of a last minute fill there. So, but anyway, Jesse is here in the studio. I'm more than happy to take those calls this morning. 537-1350 is the number here at News Radio KMAN. We started off kind of talking about, you know, the 10-year celebration, but there's a big deal that you guys got going on now for, I guess this would be almost like month number 2 of a 10-month effort.
Yeah, so 10-year celebration kicked off August 23rd with that cake-cutting ceremony, and we have 10 months of celebration for 10 years of American, and every month we're going to pick out a new winner. So after you pass through security and you're getting on board, you'll see a little table set up there. You fill out your name and a little entry card, put it in, and the CVB will be coming out each month and pulling winners. And so those packages range from staycations to vacations. You can get a vacation package to Chicago with the flight, hotel, places to eat, places to stay, rental car vouchers, or down to Dallas, or have staycations as well with the McCain or some other shows that are more local to the area.
It's not just airfare.
That's correct. Right. So it is a great way for us to reward our customers, to thank everybody for flying, and continue to encourage them to consider flying local when they have to travel.
Jesse, if you put on your headphones there real quick, sir, we have a caller. So let's go to the phones. You're on K-Man's In Focus with MHK Airport Director Jesse Romo.
Hey, this is Charlie from Manhattan. How are you?
Hi, Charlie. How can we help you today?
Got a question about the parking. I read about the upgrades and the new parking fees that are going to be coming around. And I know that a lot of people, the reason that they fly out of Manhattan is, as opposed to Wichita or Kansas City, is the money that they save on parking. So I'm just curious, with the new parking fees, how do you expect that to affect demand at the airport?
It's a good question.
It is a great question, and it's one that we've been debating for probably the last 8 years. So airport parking, let's start there. Airport parking has been on the works for a long time. Back when the terminal was being justified for construction, going from 12,500 square foot facility to a 42,000 square foot facility, we also knew that we needed a new parking lot. What it was going to do to customer behavior, though, was one of those big questions, and we did have a consultant come out and do an analysis. They looked at airports across the nation where they've done other implemented fees, where they've gone from free to paid parking, and you know, took very conservative estimates. So we understand there's going to be some behavioral change, but we still anticipate that enough people will be flying or driving to the airport, parking there, that we can raise the revenues to cover the cost of the project. Because really, Dave, that's what it comes down to. You know, we had a lot of need for the improvements, not just for capacity. We needed extra stalls, but we also had some safety improvements that needed to be done with trip and fall hazards, lighting issues, and drainage control. So even though it was a gravel lots and some people had okay time finding their way, there's others that complained about it, and we had to do something. So it was one of those projects that's a necessary evil, and we needed to figure out how we were going to pay for it. And I think City Commission was extremely diligent in the way that they approached it and looked and analyzed every different opportunity that we had. We did this with the Airport Advisory Board as well. And, you know, when it comes down to it, the City of Manhattan is the owner and operator of the airport, but the City of Manhattan only has taxing authority over the people who live in the City of Manhattan. And the Manhattan Regional Airport has people from all over the region flying. So a user fee just seemed like the most fairest way to go to try and raise revenues to cover the costs of some much needed improvements.
Still there, Charlie?
Yeah, thanks for the answer. Just want to let you know I'm looking forward to the upgrades. I'm glad that we're doing it this way instead of raising taxes because, you know, the people that are actually benefiting from it are going to be the ones that are financing it. So, thank you.
And
thank you.
That's really the way it should be.
Yeah, and, you know, when you look at the grant cost, because I understand there's a, price sensitivity out there. If you're out flying for the week and it's 5 days, I mean, 5 days of $5 a day is $25. That's less than one bag goes one way in your round trip, you know.
Well, and you know, like if you go to Kansas City, you're paying $15 to $20 a day for parking. So you still come in quite a bit underneath what they're charging.
Right.
We have another call standing by. Good morning. You're on K-Man's In Focus with Manhattan Regional Airport Director Jesse Romo.
Yes, I wanted to talk to you about expanding civil aviation at the airport. You know, when we get out there in the field and build the new runway while we're still using the old runway during construction, then we can use that old runway as a taxiway because of the FAA letter that says your taxiway is too close to the terminal. We will have the old taxiway we can use for storage tie-down of civil aviation, and there's enough room, it looks like, between the old taxiway and the fence that we could put in large type storage units, hangars, to store the smaller civil aviation aircraft. You know, we've got so many Army air trained pilots here in town. We've got a commercial pilot with a 13-year-old boy that would love to get his son into a Cessna 150. We've got retired Vietnam era helicopter pilot that'd love to have a Piper Cub. There's so many opportunities to fly around the area, coming in for the games and coming in to see their children in college, the ranchers and all, that opportunity to expand that old taxiway into civil aviation storage would be wonderful. Thank you so much for your consideration.
Thanks for your call and your comments this morning here on News Radio KMAN.
You know, he brings up a great topic, which is our runway reconstruct.
Yeah, I was about to bring that up.
Yeah, and this week we're going to get that planning process kicked back off with a meeting with our stakeholders, and then Thursday night we've got a public hearing on it. And so the public's more than welcome to come to the Airport Administration Building. We're located right between the passenger terminal and the air traffic control tower. So we can't really miss the building. It's a little one with the Fly MHK all over it.
It's not a very big building.
No, but it works for us. We got a small staff, and we do have a sizable conference room in there that we can host this kind of meeting. And I would be welcoming anybody who has questions about that or some creative ideas on what they'd like to see. But it's going to be a good opportunity for everybody to learn more about the runway reconstruct that we're anticipating in another couple years. And that'll be phased out over a couple-year period. And it's just one of those things where, you know, we have a single runway that is commercially rated for air service. And trying to stage it appropriately where you can mitigate the disruption to air service is the great challenge that we have right now.
What's the, you said within a couple of years, do you have a payment plan that you guys are taking into consideration for that?
So right now we're in the middle of a planning study, and that is funded 90% by the FAA. Through this planning study, they're going to look at construction alternatives, and that's one of the things we're going to be discussing on Thursday. And then from there, you can move to design. So we anticipate next year having some design work done, and then after that, roll into construction. So what's next year, 2020? And so calendar year is 21, 22. We should be seeing construction phased over time.
And what will that do for the airport?
You know, it's one of those things where the runway is going to be have a useful life of about 50 years. You know, if you got concrete out there and you're taking care of it. And so I just happen to be the lucky duck that it's happening during my tenure here that we're going to reconstruct. And, you know, we've done a lot of core samples to see what it looks like under the surface. And that's really going to drive a lot of how we design it and, like I said, stage it out. So it's it's going to bode well for us for the future. Hopefully we can get some additional weight capacity, too, out of it. But that's one of the things we're going to have to continue to evaluate throughout this process.
We're going to take a break. When we come back, more phone calls if you have any questions for Airport Director Jesse Romo. And we're going to talk about some things that have been happening here the last few weeks. You know, we had the big 10th anniversary thing and had a few unique aircraft parkings on that runway here at News Radio KMAN. It's In Focus. I'm Dave Lewis. Back with Jesse Romo in just a couple of moments.